Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. With just 3 days left to go in this year's legislative session, state lawmakers are talking about two controversial measures, one that would allow nearly 40,000 people the state pays to provide child care in their homes to unionize, and another to fast-track legal challenges to the $1.3 billion proposal to build a football stadium in downtown Los Angeles. SB 292 would direct any environmentally based lawsuit challenging the project to the Second District Court of Appeal in L.A., and the court would have to decide within 175 days. Legislative leaders are reportedly talking with Governor Jerry Brown about a companion measure to accelerate judicial review for some renewable energy projects, as well as stadium proposals in Sacramento and Santa Clara. The governor was in San Diego yesterday stumping for his jobs plan. Katie Orr of KPBS was there and filed this report.
Brown's plan focuses on changing the corporate tax structure in California, which he says would generate $1 billion in revenue. A key to making it work would be to eliminate a system that lets corporations choose how they're taxed. Instead, all corporations would be taxed based on their sales in the state. But Republicans have resisted Brown's plan, calling it an increase on business taxes. Brown needs GOP support to get the plan through the legislature. The governor acknowledges any compromise with the Republicans would change his plan somewhat, though he wouldn't say what's being considered.
Anytime you have legislation, it's the work of more than one hand. So there are some Republicans that are already on board, and there's active discussion by those individuals with other legislators of that party. So I'm reasonably optimistic we're going to get something by the end of the week.
Brown needs a bill by the end of the week because that's when the legislative session ends. He made his pitch at biotech company GenProbe, which manufactures products to screen blood. David Gallagher is CEO of the California Healthcare Institute, an advocacy group for biotech companies in California. He told a gathering of GenProbe workers that Brown's jobs plan would help the industry by providing manufacturing tax breaks. Sales tax would either be reduced or eliminated for manufacturers in the state.
As it happens, the life sciences is one of the industries that America still preserves its lead in. We're still globally competitive, in fact, still a global leader in biotechnology and high-tech medical devices and diagnostics. But that leadership has never been more susceptible to threat than it is today.
Brown says he wants to see California focus on manufacturing as a way to create more jobs for the state. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.
Evacuation orders have been lifted in Tehachapi as fire crews gain on the Canyon Fire in Kern County. Some 2,100 firefighters, backed by 26 bulldozers, 4 helicopters, and 2 tanker planes, drew containment lines around an impressive percentage of the 13,000-acre blaze. Incident spokesman Ian McDonald says fire departments can still deliver this kind of performance despite recent budget cuts. But
many of the agencies that send resources are medium to smaller departments, cutting back to what they essentially need to protect their communities, and that restricts their ability to send fire units to these other fires when they occur. If we only have one or two in the state, that's fine, but if we have multiple fires burning at the same time, that's when we really need to be able to mobilize large forces through the mutual aid system.
The California Supreme Court has 90 days to decide whether the backers of Proposition 8 have a legal right to defend their measure, since the governor and the attorney general will not. Scott Schaefer reports.
In the past 2 years, opponents of California's ban on same-sex marriage have had plenty of good days in court, but Tuesday wasn't really one of them. Their attorney, Theodore Olson, was mostly on the defensive, arguing that Prop 8 backers cannot represent the state when state officials refuse to. Chief Justice Tani Kantil Sakaue put it this way.
When there's a state interest, as is obvious, when the voters approve an initiative measure, and the government officials decline to defend that initiative measure, does the state interest, as indicated by voter approval, evaporate?
Yes on 8 attorney Charles Cooper added that denying his side legal standing would undermine the entire initiative system.
Surely it should be clear that the exercise of the fundamental right to propose that initiative will have been nullified.
No unaid attorney Ted Olson countered that the initiative system is hardly being weakened. Prop 8 remains in effect more than a year after being struck down in federal court.
The power to propose and enact, which are the words of the California Constitution, have not been nullified. They have not been vetoed. The Attorney General and the Governor are enforcing Proposition 8. Otherwise, my clients would be married today.
But Associate Justice Ming Chin sparred with Olson repeatedly, challenging the notion that only state officials can defend ballot measures.
So, Mr. Olson, your position is that the initiative stays in effect, but when it's challenged in court, no one can defend it.
No, the Attorney General has the discretion as the chief executive
officer. If the governor and the Attorney General do not defend it, no one can defend it.
In fact, the state Supreme Court has never prevented initiative backers from intervening in a case, so long as state officials were also involved. But Yes on Aid attorney Charles Cooper insisted they should be given that legal standing in any case, reminding the justices of an earlier decision upholding Prop 8 as valid under state law.
This court reemphasized what it calls the solemn duty, its solemn duty, jealously to guard the sovereign people's initiative power.
California has one of the world's most powerful systems of direct democracy. Voters here can go around the legislature and the governor to amend the Constitution and enact new laws themselves. Mindful of that, Chief Justice Kantil Sakaue made it clear the issue is bigger than the future of same-sex marriage in California.
And I'm not talking about Proposition 8 in particular. I'm talking about the initiative measure, the purpose and integrity of the initiative. Because this issue, the standing issue, transcends Prop 8. It transcends and applies to all initiative measures, which we know are legion in California.
UC Hastings law professor David Levine noted what was missing from Tuesday's arguments, namely the underlying legal questions around same-sex marriage.
There was no discussion of the stakes that really are involved in this case. There are thousands and thousands of people who would like to get married in California, and they are in limbo right now.
Those questions now seem likely to be taken up another day by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals if the state Supreme Court decides the proponents have a right to defend Prop 8. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.